Meishit, by Meishit, there are no two acts of Itzoi. I mean, it's not really Itzoi because both are Itzoyes of Heter. But two Itzoyes of Heter. In other words, first of all, is Meitzim Mishus Ayochin Mokim Tur, and then from Mokim Tur, is Meitzim from Mokim Tur in Rishus Ayochit. So how could it be Chayim? How could we learn out Zerikamechi? Avul Rabbi Akiva. So then we have to say that according to the alternative Rabbi, that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon is in regard to Lemailo Miyut. So then, and Rabbi Akiva holds, the Rabbi Akiva says Chayev Zerik. So then Rabbi Akiva definitely rejects the concept of Kutri Mishuncho. And when Rabbi says in that alternative that I will take you this chayev, so because Gudek Mishuncho, that's according to Rabbah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he's chayev for a different reason, because the Alfin is Eric Meishit, but Gudek Mishuncho not. Aber Rabbi Akiva, Gudek Lafik Mishuncho damye, and Mechayim Shui Alfin is Eric Meishit, the Yisobaki Mishuncho damye, we have a Motzele Meilav, Zerik Meishit, the Lidamye Klal, the Chimdech Mishuncho damye, have a Zerik Meilo Masor, the Zerik Mishayochit, the Mokim Tu, and Mokim Tu, the Shisayochit, the Lidome Klal Meishit, the Shisayochit, Lishus Ayochid, Ushus Arabim Beemza. Alme Al Kochoch, why couldn't we say Meshit? So Mishus Ayochid, there too, if we say Klutok Mishuncho, so it's Mishus Ayochid, Limokim Ptur, Mokim Ptur, and then Mokim Ptur to Lishus Ayochid again. The answer is no, because Meshit, so it holds in his hand. So then we cannot say Klutok Mishuncho. Vidome Klaalim Meshit, Shum Mishus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Lishus Arabim Beemza. Alme Al Kochoch, Kim Disova Yalfinon, Zerik Meshit, Sova Klutok, Lavki Mishuncho Damye. So this is the Teisves that I mentioned yesterday. So we see from this Teisves that the Pshat includes a Kimishuncho. The Pshat includes a Kimishuncho is not that it is Munach and the Karaka beneath. So then it wouldn't consist of two Hitzoyes, one Hitzoye Meshes Ayochel Mokim Tur, and another Hitzoye from another Hitzoye of Heter, of Mokim Tur to another Meshes Ayochel. Because there was no Anoche in the Mokim Tur. It was always Munoch in the Karke beneath Alpidi. So we see that Teisa Shite is, including Mishuncho, that it's Noch in the Aver itself. And Eve, Bimtzies, it passes through Lemailom, the Aver of Lemailom Yud. So that means it's Noch Lemailom Yud. Lem Daver of Lemailom Yud, that's in Mokim Tur. That's Teisa Shite. Vahaste Ose Shapir, the Polich Lememre, the Pshitale. So we cannot say that it's not Pshitalei, but he Rabbi says or Rabbi says Oman Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva Mimone Pshech agrees. No, there is no Mimone Pshech, because according to that alternative, Davke Rabbi Akiva says that Lo Yamrinom Klutkim Shuchadam Yet. Rabbonim say Klutkim Shuchu according to that alternative, Rabbi. But Rabbi Akiva says Lo Yamrinom Klutkim Shuchadam. All right. I mean, even though there is a Russian in Teisves beneath that Rav Chisde doesn't require Anoche al Mokim Arbo al Arbo, even Rishus Arab, but here Teisves doesn't agree with that Russian in Teisves beneath. Alright. That's the Russian taste. Alright. Now, so this is Teisa Shite. That the Pshat in Kluto Kimishuncho Damye is, that the Hanoche is in Dav. But the Shite Zarambam is, that the Hanoche is Al Gabi Karak. And that's Mashma from the Russian of the Ramban. Because the Ramban is Masik on this thesis that says that if we say So then we couldn't learn out Zerek Memeshit. Because then, in effect, Zerek Mishus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Derech Ishus Arabim, Lemaila Miyud, would not be Zerek Mishus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, but in effect would be Zerek Mishus Ayochid, Mimokim Ptur, and another Zerek, Mimokim Ptur, to the other Ishus Ayochid. This is what Teisa says. So the Ramban is masked. And he says, it wouldn't consist of two zrikes. One zirik, mishayoch, mokim tur, and another zrike of mokim tur, mishayochi. Because we couldn't apply the principle of klutokim mishayohun chodamye when it's palik reshuse. What does it mean? So if the Ramban shit is like the Ramban, then we understand that. We cannot say, if the Ramban shit is like the Ramban, that the pshat in klutokim chodamye is, that alpidin is considered, that it is munach al gabi karke. So when can we say that it's considered al pidin munach al gabi karke, even though bimtzias, it's not al gabi karke, it's in the avir, if it's in the avir of the same rishus. But if it's another rishus, in other words, it's in mokim tur, then we cannot consider, we cannot construe it that the ball, that the chayfet, that bimtzias is in the mokim tur, not even in that rishus, not even the rishus arabim, so it should be construed to be munach in the karke of the rishus arabim. But if the Ramban shite is like this, that is considered munach in the avir at that point, so what even does it make? Is palik rishus, not is palik, even if it's is palik rishus, but it should be considered munach in that place, in the mokim tur. So in other words, so Teisves shite here is that klutokim munach adamye means that the hanoche is in the avir, in the particular place where it goes through, it passes through, and the Ramban shite is that the hanoche is considered to be on the karka beneath, to be on the karka beneath. Now, I said yesterday that from Rashi's Loshen, it's mashma, that it's like this. Because the Loshen of Rashi is, the last Rashi, at Avdaludim Dalet, Kluto HaChivetz, Hoil V'niklat B'Aviro Shal Rishus Rabim, Ki Mishehun Cho B'Seichei. So first of all, if Rashi Shit had been that Anoch is considered on the Karke, he didn't even mention the term Karke here. He only mentioned B'Aviro Shal Rishus Rabim. B'Aviro Shal Rishus Rabim. And then, if Rashi would mean Huncho b'Seichei al gabi karke, so Rashi should say Huncho ki mishuncho al gabi, not b'Seichei. Why b'Seichei? Should say al gabi. So from the lashon of Rashi, it's mashma that he agrees with thesis. He agrees with thesis. Davnineizer says that Rashi shite is that it's like the Rambam, that it's considered. To be munach al gabi karke, and he has, I mean, the loshen of Rashi. So two Rashis. One loshen in Gittin is a diuk, but the loshen of Rashi in Eretz is more than a diuk. But even in Gittin, it's a diuk only, but it is a diuk lachol hapoches. The fine test in Gittin, so Kluto, Kimishi Uncho. So the Rosh Nagmori is Kluto Kimishi Uncho, but Rashi says, Kluto Bisicha Avir, Kimishi Uncho Lo Oretz. Kimishi Uncho. So that is not such a strong Loshen that indicates it, like Shtes Rambam. But the Loshen, this is the fine test in Gittin, but the Loshen of Rashi in Erevin is much stronger. Amit Gimel Amit Beis a tenth line beneath the Gemara column. The tenth line in Rashi beneath the Gemara column, of the lines beneath the Gemara column. So Rashi says, "Umiduk yesh ma'aminon, ho, ein gavei asor, afilu ein rechov adaled yeruvi erev, dechivin de lemato ma'asor, havelei, kiman di mamcha are damye, kiven de lemato ma'asor, havelo, kiman di mamcha are damye, dechol lemato miyut kluto kemishun chadam." So the lotion is Kimandi manche aredam ye de cholimatam yud kluta kimishun chadam. All right, so it could be that Rashi in Eretan and in Gittin had a different shita than he had in Shabbos. The lotion of Rashi here is much more like Teisves, but the lotion in Eretan and in Gittin is much more like the Rambam and the Ramban. All right, you know, Kashi many times you find that Rashi was chaser. I mean, sometimes we find that Rashi in one place says foolishness. One is just the opposite of the other. All right. And if you want, you can say that when Rashi says ki mishehun cho bisechei, he means the karka, not in the avia. The avia. Why does he say hun cho bisechei, not al gabe? All right. Okay. But it's possible that Rashi, I mean, I suppose that Rashi in Erev has a different shita than Rashi in Shabbos, whatever it is. Anyway, so we have two shitas. We have Rashi in Erev certainly agrees with the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, that it's considered like Noch on the Karka of the Rishus Rabbi. Now, if it's considered, so then the question arises, if it's considered to be Noch and the Karka of the Rishus Rabbim, so why is it inconsistent with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet? You see, here the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kashi. For binakir vanochmal gamimokim Dalet al Dalet, gamimokim Dalet al Dalet, vileki. So the Rabbi says, Oman Rabbi Akiva. So that means Rabbi Akiva rejects the whole din of Dalet al Dalet. Dalet al Dalet. Now, so if we say that the Pshat include a Kimishun Chadami, is that the Anochi is in the Avir, so then we understand Rabbi Akiva certainly rejects the requirement. But if we say that the Pshat include the Kimishun Chadami, is not that it's in the Avir. Not that it's in the Avir. The Anochi is on Gabi Karke. Now the Karke Rishus Rabbim certainly has Dalet al Dalet. So Mimele, Rabbi Akiva does not have to negate the Din. And according to this Teisves, so the Anochi of Klutike Mishun Chadami is not Chayach when it's held in the hand of a person. So Mimele, how does the Gemara say, Homan Rabbi Akiva, Domalipinu Mokim Abol Abor, so that's why the Oni is Chayev, that's why the Balabais is Chayev. No! Rabbi Akiva holds Kutikim Shuncho, so that means there is Dalet al Dalet. Mashenkin here, we cannot apply the principle of Kutikim Shuncho, so there is no Anochal Mok Dalet al Dalet. So this is discussed by the Avnezer. So because of that, the Avnezer disagrees with Rabbi Gleiger's pshat in Teisves. That Teisves is saying that the whole principle of Kludikum Shuncho does not apply to a case where it's held in the hands of someone. And the Teisves only limits it to the case where it's ogu, to the goof that is in another Jews. But that's not mistaber that this is the pshat in Teisves. Because Teisves formulates it in general terms. So it means it's without recourse to Ogud. It's L'shaya Kluto. So the question arises, how does the Gemara say, Omar Rabbi, Homan Rabbi Akived, Omar Libino Mokim Abo Alabo, Libino Mokim Abo Alabo, but, after all, the Pshat, Libino Mokim Abo Alabo, is that it's not the danoch is al gabi karke, and the karke has dalet al dalet. Mashenkein, in the case of the Mishneh, where it's held in the hands of someone, so then we cannot say good commission chadamye. So we have to say, as I said yesterday, that the halacha of dalet al dalet implies that it must actually be munach al mokim dalet al dalet. Not that it should constructively be munach al mokim dalet al dalet, but it must actually be munach al mokim dalet al dalet. So mele, it's true that Rabbi Akiva holds good commission chadamye, and the pshat included commission chadamye. The pshat included commission chadamye is that it's considered al bedin as if it is munach al gabi karke. Al bedin it's considered, but b'mtzias there is no actual hanoche al mokim dalet al dalet. So, and still Rabbi Akiva says that he's chayev by zeirik mishayochin mishayochin. So it's a raye that Rabbi Akiva rejects this requirement that it must have an actual anoche, an intangible place of dalet al dalet. This is the pshat. Oh, but then, I mean, this is the plain pshat, as I said yesterday. Now, but so now the question is, what is the halacha of dalet al dalet? Is the halacha of dalet al dalet that al pedin it has to be considered to be munach al mokim dalet al dalet, or that it must actually be noch, an intangible place of dalet al dalet? Now that's not so serious of a poshut. Now turn to the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbe Bar Shile, Omar Rav Chisde. That's in the middle. The ninth small line above the big lines in the Gemara. All right. Omar Rabbe Bar Shile, Omar Rav Chisde. Livein Oskufa Bishus Rabbi, Vizorak Mitoch Bifoneo Chayev, Al Gabo Potter. A gabba potter. So in other words, suppose you have a brick that he set up in the Rishus Rabbi, and then he throws a levenum. He throws, let's say, a teino, let's say, dvelo shmeino. So, and or teeth, so something that sticks on it. So if it falls on the gav of the brick, on the gav of the leveno, so then it's potter. But if it sticks to the surface, to the pnei, now this is the leveno, and it's set up like this. So if the dvelo shmeino, let's say the teino, the teat, is falls on here, so it's potter, because it's gimel tvochim high, so it's a mokim tu. But if it sticks to the pnei of the veino of the brick, not on something that serves as support, On the side of the brick, not on top of the brick, but on the side of this brick. So it doesn't. But how is it held? Because it sticks to it. So then it's high. As long as the pnei of the brick is within you tvochim, that is the avir of the Rishus Rabbi. But of course, we are dealing with a levena, a brick that is not more than you tvochim high. This is what he says. Livenos kufa b'shus rabim v'zohar mitoch b'faneo chayev al gabo potter. Now let's see the Rashi. Livenu, stam livenu oko uchovo rochvo gimu veinu ov yoshio yesh men oveis yesh men dakis v'toch al poneo kein dvelo shmeinu entit chayev im zohar dalet ames the Havik Muna Bishisarabim, the Holy Matam Yutrishisarabim, or Vachi and Luach Lematam Gimu, the Havik Karake, or Ibabi, or Kahai, the need to be case, or Kidamunum as Nisli Kamon, has even our damage be case, or Matam Yutrochi is a very high, Vichyoma Lematam Yutrich Dal Kamales, or Shane Rochel Dalle, Birich Dalle has a din of a Kamales, or Shane Rochel Dalle is a Hazidim of Kiptu, Haini Bitashi Shamsuyon, when there is support. It's lying on something, on top of something. King Gavlevein of Reish Kesel, on top of something. We amu the Hanim is time tashmishay, aval avir king pnei ha-kesel, dover if the side of the kesel or of the Leveino, will have a reshus al nafshay, el yil imate mi yudu, have a reshus al gomu, vil imayla mi yudu, lishalte berabim, aval avir ebal nemo kimtu, ki itnan, limayla mi yud trochi, zirik ba-avir upot, al gabo, is pot. All right. So then here are the tesis. There is a machleki between Rabbi Netam and the Rivon. Eimer Rabbi Netam, the noch lemailo mishleisho tzorich sheyei bifoneo harbo al harbo. Umashe medubok bifnei halveino choshiv kimun acholel af al pi sheyein eyalo be'ad. So Rabbi Netam says that when do we say vitoch bifoneo? It's within the yutvoch of the Rishus Harab. So he's chayev only if the side of the brick has dalet al dalet. But suppose the side of the brick does not have dalet al dalet, so he's poter, because there has to be anoch and dalet al dalet. Dimnoch lemailo mishleisha tzorosh imfoneo arbo al arbo. Umashe mitubek bifnei alveino choshev kimuna cholel, aval pishen el ba'avir. Vechin hod itnan limato miyut kezerik ba'avir. ומייקל עוד נקסל, ומייקל רבי יחם בטביל השמינו, הניתיים אינם מדחים שנית בה בפני הקסל שעורך את דלת על דלת, בקרד הקסל על דלת על דלת, יש חושב כמו נחל. תסר רבי נתם שיטה, וריבו פירש, דאף למיילו מגיעים ולויפוי שיהיה בפני הלווינו, וקסל דלת על דלת. Even if it sticks to the side of the לווינו, and even though the לווינו does not have דלת על דלת, he's still חייב. דחיב שווה יסקר כחושב כמו נחל גבי קרקה. So since it's Reyesa Karke, so it's considered Kimunach al-Gabi Karke. It's considered Kimunach al-Gabi Karke. Now, so there is a machleket between Rabbi Netam and the Rivo as to whether in the case where it falls on the side of the Leveino, whether it's considered, whether it's necessary that it should have Dalet al-Dalet or it's not necessary. According to Rabbi Netam, it is necessary. And according to Rivo, it's not necessary. Why does the Rivo say it's not necessary? The Fugu should say like Rabbi Netam. There is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet. So he says, since it's Reyes Akarke, so Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. So mainly it's not necessary that the side should have Dalet al Dalet. Why? No, so from the Rivo, we can deduce this answer. Now, the Shaila was raised with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Does it imply that al Pidin it has to be Noch al Dalet al Dalet? Not that Bimtzias it must be Noch, an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. Even with Bimtzias, it is not resting an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. As long as al Pidin it's construed that it's considered Noch and Dalet al Dalet, So it's enough. Oh no, it must actually be noch, an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. So we see from the Rivo says that where it sticks to the side of the little brick, even though it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, so it's all right. So in other words, it conforms to the requirement. It fulfills the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Why? Because since it's Chiyas HaKarke, Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. But that's only Al Pidin, that's theoretical. But Bimtzias, he doesn't lie on the karke. Bimtzias, it sticks to the side of the Leveino, which does not have Dalet al Dalet. So we see that according to the Rivo, so it's not necessary that it should Bimtzias lie on a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet, according to the Rivo. Now the question is, now, according to Rashi in Erev and Rashi in Gittin, that the Pshat include the Kimishi Uncho Damye, the Pshat include the Kimishi Uncho Damye is that it have to, that you have to, Pshat Klum Shechadam Ye is that it's considered no Chal Gabi Karak. So even though B'mtzias it's not no Chal Gabi Karak Ebeni, but Al Pidin it's considered to be Noch. So Memele, how does the Gemara say? Omar Rabbe Oman Rabbe Akivi. But Teis Veshite is that Kishachif is beyond the Shlomish Bo Abayis, when it's held in the hands of someone, then we don't say Kluto Kimishon Chadami. We don't say Kluto Kimishon Chadami. So how do we know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't require Abo al Abo? How do we know? Maybe Rabbi Akiva also requires Abo al Abo. But the reason is why Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah Zerik Mishayochel Mishayochel Sharam Behemtza that is Chayev, because then there is Anoche. Even though B'mtzias there is no Anoche, but Al Pedin there is Anoche Al Mokim Dalel Dalet. Mashenk in the case of the Mishnah, where the Din of Kluta Kimishon Chadamye doesn't apply. The Din of Kluta Kimishon Chadamye doesn't apply. So then, even Al Pedin there is no Anoche Al Mokim Dalel Dalet. Unless we'll say that Rashi Neirav will be chilek antesis here, that the principle of Kluta Kimishon Chadamye does not apply to a case where somebody holds it. And that Rashi Neirav when in Gittin will agree with Tesis Sheeted of Tzadik Reis, but that's, I mean, why should we say that? So there is a better answer. I mean, the better answer is that the aloche of Dalet al Dalet implies that Bimtzias it should be like. But Bimtzias it should be like. So Mimele, Rabbi says that Rabbi Akiva certainly rejects the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Because true, Kluta Kimishon Chos al Pedin is considered to lying on the karke. But Bimtzias is not lying on the karke. And still, he's chayev. So that means that Rabbi Akiva rejects the aloche of Dalet al Dalet. But according to the Rivo, We have to say that the requirement of Dalet al Dalet is not that Bimtzias it should lie on a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. As long as Al Pedin, theoretically, I mean constructively, it's considered to be lying on a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet, so it fulfills the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Because this is what the Rivo says, Ligabe the Pnei Haleveino. Pnei Haleveino. This is what he says. Now, So you can say maybe Rashi doesn't agree with the Rivo. Rashi doesn't agree with the Rivo. So the Rivo holds that the aloch of Dalet Dalet is not a requirement. Is not a requirement that you should actually lie. Just that Al Pedin it should be munach, not that Bimtzias it should be munach. But it seems that Rashi does agree with the Rivo, because Rashi says here, Liveino stam Liveino kol rovo gimel veim ov yashio. So that means that he is chayev even if he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. It's Gimel al Gimel. Not Dalet al Dalet. Gimel al Gimel. Still he is chayev, so he agrees not with Rav Netam. He agrees with the Rivo. Teisus Arosh. And that Gemara Dav Zayin. That Gemara Dav Zayin. We talk before Neo Chayim. Im limato migimul kare smichtedon. Vim limayla migimul tzor shei al paneo dalet al dalet. Veaf al pishin imut bekes al pne al veino choshev kmoi munach al gabi kag. Kach pirish Rav Netam. So, first of all, you see, when he explains the Shita of Rav Netam, even though it wasn't necessary for him to say it in Rav Netam, so he says, "Im limato migimul kare smichtedam, vim limaylo migimul tzor sheyal paneo dalet al arba, viaf al pishin mitzekes al bifnei al veino." So why is he chayev? Is choshiv kmo imunach al gabi arba? Kach pirish Rav Netam. In other words, why does he have to say it? according to Rav Netam, that he is only chayev if the side of the Leveno has dalet al dalet. So we don't have to resort to the fact that it's choshev k'mimunach al gabei arba. So the answer is, he means, because, so we see that according to Rav Netam, certainly, I mean, that goes without saying, according to Rav Netam, so the Hanoche is considered on the Leveno itself, not on the Karka. So Mimele, he says, the Avo Pishin Mitbekes al Tnei Alveino, Choshiv Munach al Gabi Arba. Why does he have to say it? Naturally, the Leveno has Arba al Arba. So how could we say that it's not considered Munach al Gabi Arba al Arba? It sticks to the side of the Leveno. And the side of the Leveno has Dalet Vochim al Dalet Vochim. The answer is, because what's the significance of Dalet al Dalet? In other words, because it's a Mokim Choshuv. So it's not just that it should be lying on a Mokim Choshuv. Not that it should be lying on a Mokim Choshuv. If the requirement had been that it has to lie on a Mokim Choshuv, so then we wouldn't apply the principle machshavtei machshevelei ki mokim arba al arba. Machshavtei, let's say, rock. So the Gemara says, machshavtei, Tesis mentions it here, machshavtei machshevelei. So what machshavtei? The mokim doesn't become a mokim choshev just because that's his deliberate intention. The answer is no. The halacha is it has to be a hanoche choshuvo. Not that basically the hanoche has to be a hanoche choshuvo. Not that the mokim has to be a mokim choshuv. But if the mokim is not a mokim choshuv, so maybe the hanoche is not a hanoche choshuv. If the mokim is not a mokim choshuv, so the akira from there, therefrom, is not an akira choshuv. But basically, the hanoche has to be a hanoche choshuv. So maybe this is what the Rosh explains in Rav Netam. So he says, v'afal pishin mitvekes al b'nei alveino. So it's not lying on something that supports it. It's only sticking to it. So Mimele, even though the surface of the side has dalet al dalet, so what? When it lies on a gav and the surface of the top has dalet al dalet, then the anoche is anoche chshuv. But when it doesn't lie on top, it sticks to the side. So even though it has dalet al dalet, we could say that anoche is not anoche chshuv. No matter what the dimensions are, it's still not anoche chshuvo. So he says, no, it doesn't make any difference whether it's lying on top of something, where something serves as a support, or it sticks to something, to the side of something. So as long as it has dalet al dalet, so it's considered anoche chshuvo. This is what he says. All right, that's a parenthetical remark. V'rivo pireish kiv sherei epnei akarke choshuv kmo shemunach al gabei akarke. ואפילו אם נדבק בדובו של רוכב דלת יש חייב וקושה that's the same question is raised by Tesfes דב זי וקושה דים כי מי דוחק לא יגע במסניס ניפושת את יודי ובין להכיר והנוח על דמי מוקים ארבע לא יגע במסניס כשתיף יש החיבת ביודי ומזה שהוא ראי פני הקרק ועיד היכה מי דהיכה מי סלם מקלוטה דשן הקלוטה דראי פני הקרק ונראה לי שלא הוי סו but that's the important thing ונראה לי שלא הוי סו דעס ריבו אלו בדובור הדובוק לקיסל, אוי בלווינו המחוברס לקרקע. כיוון שהגלווינו מגיעס עד הקרקע, חשבינו לי כאילו ישתוכו עץ לקרקע. אבל דובור שהוא באוויר, מידי ריבו דבינו שברכבה. So he says something very important here. He says, in other words, the way the Rosh understands the ריבו is not that when there is a constructive hanoche on the karka, even though b'mtzias, it's not lying on a tangible place of dalet al dalet. So that in itself, the fact that al pidin constructively, it's considered to be noch on the karka, that in itself constitutes a compliance with the requirement of dalet al dalet. No. The requirement of dalet al dalet implies that b'mtzias it has to be noch on an intangible place of dalet al dalet. And mimele, even if we say Kutukim Shiun Chadamye means that Alpidin is considered to be Nochal Gabikarke, but in Tzias it's suspended in Davia. It's not Nochal Gabikarke. Mashinke in the side of the Leveno, since the Leveno is set up on the Karaka, or the Kesel, and something sticks to the Kesel. So the Kesel is set up on the Karaka. So Memele, and let's say, this is the Kesel, and here the Leveno sticks here, and this is set up on the Karaka. So the whole Leveno is considered as an extension of the Karaka. It's considered an extension of the karka. There's the lotion. V'nira li shelo hoisa das rivo, elo bidom ha-dobu kli keisel, oi bilveinu ha-mchuberes, not in the case of kluto. So, here's the kashe, vein de-echa maisele mi kluto, nishane kluto, de-rei pnei ha-karka. So, mele, so what's the raya? This is what the Rosh is. According to the rivo, how can Rabbi say that Rabbi Akiva definitely rejects the whole halacha of Dal-Dal-Dalet? Maybe he doesn't reject. But there we have compliance with the requirement of Dal-Dal-Dalet. Because if it's called Bavia, so it's Re'et Ne'akarke, so it's Choshev Kimuner Al-Gabikarke. The answer is no. The fact that it's Choshev, that constructively it's considered Munach Al-Gabikarke, does not constitute a fulfillment of this halacha of Dal-Dal-Dalet. One second. Bimtzias it has to be noch an intangible place of dalet. Mashenkein, when it sticks to the surface, to the side surface of the Leveno, since the Leveno, the Kesel, is set up on the Karka, so mele, the side surface of the Leveno, of the Kesel, is considered an extension of the Karka. Sometimes you have in the Karka a certain, it's elevated. So here, it's considered as if the Karka is elevated, because the Leveno is not all karka is even leveled. So in other words, so mele it's considered as bimtzias lying on an intangible place of Dalet Dalet. V'nirali Masheinkein in the case of Gluto. So there, so you could not say that bimtzias it's lying on an intangible place. Bimtzias it's Tolu Bavia. It's all about you. V'nira li shelo hoisa das rivo, elo bidova hadovu kli kesel, oi bilveinu amchuberes li karka, kivim shalveinu mageras ad a karka, chashvim li kili ishtucha itzal a karka, avol dova shu ba'avir, mei de rivo di binon shibirei chavar ba, even though Alpidin it's considered as lying on the karka, but bimtzias it's not lying on the tangible place of the Dalet Dalet. This is, so memele, there is no kashi, so against the Rashi, in Erev and Gittin. And we don't have to say that the Rashi in Erev and Gittin must agree with Teis Veshite Daftadik Veis. The Rashi in Erev and Gittin can agree with Teis Veshite Daftadik. That we don't apply the principle of Kluto Kimishu Unchodami. We don't apply the principle of Kluto Kimishu Unchodami to a case where it's held by Biyad Odom. But then the question arises, so how can Rabbi say that Rabbi Akiva definitely rejects the whole aloche of Dalet al Dalet? Why? But after all, according to Rashi Nerevim, so Kluto Kishimucha means that Alpidin constructively, it is resting on the karka, it is lying on the karka. Constructively, Alpidin, but Bimtzi is not. But then you ask, how about Leveno? So the answer is, by Leveno, it's considered as Bimtzias, it's lying on the karka. Because since the Leveno is set up on the karka, so the Leveno is considered an extension of the karka. All right. Yes, what is it?
Then I don't understand. So how do we see from the Mishnah that it's Rabbi Akiva?
The Mishnah is Zirik Mishnah Sayochi.
Our Mishnah,
so, as Teisve says, the way that Rabbi Kleier understands the Teisve is that the Gemara doesn't mean that the din of the Mishnah, that only Ischaev, or Abayis Ischaev, is based upon Kluta. No. The Kluta has nothing to do with the din of the Mishnah, because it's held in the hands of a person. But Rabbi Akiva rejects the whole concept of Dalet al-Dalet. Because Dalet al Dalet implies that there has to be an actual Anocha, an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. And Kluto, even if you say that Alpidin, it's considered to be lying on the Karka, but there is no actual Anoche, an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. Alright, now, the next thesis. V'dil ma'anoche ud lebay, ho'akir bay, pir sherashe, didayik, midul mechayev beiz achas mishimitzoye v'achas mishmachnos. Because Dilma had a Mechayev Beis, which Mechayev told him, Mokimav. Void, be some of Kamar of Yude, Mechayev, Voyerebe, Beis, Avogav Dikton Estam, Rebbe Mechayev, Hochanam Rakive, Minol Mechayev Stein. We nearly forage the Porich, Hoakire Baye, the Alfino Mimish. She relate limited Boson, show you Benar of Arba Arba, Vinays Niliade Isi Amlocho. Of him, she perashed the little Dashima Yitzish Mikame, or Sename Shapir Bakira Maire. Alright, Elo Maravies. Kosher Rajbo. Matzrich and Rabbi Ravies, Vahamida Mishnekitanoi. Was virally the very base the Erevim, the Machshafte Mishavi Limokin. So, in other words, so we could explain the Mishne without the establishment of the principle Yodish Lodim Chshuv. Because Machshafte Mashavi Limokin. The Komaroson, Rav Yisev, Hishtim, Virok, Chayev Chatos, Uporir, Vobino Mokim Dalet. Vileke, so why is Rok Chayev Chatos, it's not in Mokim Dalet, Dalet, Umshane, Machshavte, Mashveli Mokim, Tiletei Moche, Hodom Arabe, Zorak Bifi Kelev, Uy Bifi Kivshon Chayev. So why is a Chayev? The Pi Kelev does not have Dalet, 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 Dalet. Vitiretz Ramletam, the whole Yom HaMachshavtim Shavu Limokin Hayne Yichad L'Yinich Alei B'Yanachya, when he has an exclusive intention. In other words, when he's interested that Anoche should be in one way. So Hayne Yichad L'Yinich Alei B'Yanachya Alei B'Yanze K'mo Imash Din V'Rok Shein Yochel Hashkin L'Rok B'Yanachya V'Chein Zorak B'Fi Kelev Sheritzeinei Sheyichlenu HaKelev Oy Sheyifreis Ojisreiv, Oeitz Bekivshon, Vulgasin also be noch bifikalev. The noch, because according to the Girsim, noch bifikalev, so it means even if it wasn't deliberate that it should be noch bifikalev. But it just happened. So also Chayev, no, that not. Only if deliberate, if it was his deliberate intention that it should be noch dafke bifikalev. So, like we know, Al-Gabizis called Shu Rebbe Mechayev. Yes?
But based on what you said earlier, the simple Shabbat,
here we have
to be concerned that the Mokom be a Mokom Pashut. So you need both halachas. I
understand. But
you said there were two things. There was the Mokom, you make it a Maisa, not a Pashut. But in terms of the Mokom itself, you have to make that Pashut in other ways. So here, it's your.
What might be the Machshove?
You said Machshavto.
No, I said that the pshat in the machshavte in Mashveli Mokim is shows that it's not the aloche of Mokim Choshuv, that the anoche should be anoche choshuve. So it is aloche of Mokim Choshuv, but the Mokim Choshuv does not have significance in itself. Why is it important that the Mokim should be Mokim Choshuv? Because if the anoche is made. And the mokim choshuv, then the anoche is anoche choshuv. If the anoche is made, and the mokim shein choshuv, so the anoche is not anoche choshuv. So, when there is a deliberate intention, an exclusive intention, that the anoche should be dafke b'fikalev, so then it's considered the anoche choshuv. You can call it a mokim choshuv too. I mean, but the important thing is anoche choshuv. Yes. What do you mean, Rabbi Netam? Rabbi Netam holds that the side. Oh, this Rabbi Netam, yeah, yeah.
When he takes it out of his hand, yeah. Hear it from his hand, that he considered partial because that's the only way to do it. The Anoth,
they
could have put it down any place in
Mishnah,
but that
Kira
can only take it.
No. The fact that he takes it out from his hands, I think that the Ramban mentions it. The fact that he takes it out from his hand does not make it machshavte mashvelei mokim choshuv, because he's interested in the echel, in the chayfetz. It's not the getting rid, the removal from the place. Let's say in the case of rock, so he's not interested in the spittle. He's interested in the removal of the spittle from the mouth. So Mimele, you can say, I think the Ramban said it. Ramban, the Rashbo. So Mimele, it's considered Machshavte Mashvelei. Mashenken here, is he interested in removing the apple or the loaf of bread from the hand of the Balabais? No, he's not interested. He's interested in having the apple. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say Machshavte Mashvelei Limokim Choshev. Right. Yeah. So Gmeimashtim Virok. So there the deliberate intention is to remove the spittle from the mouth. You see? It's not
the only way to do it is from the mouth.
No, because they are that is tachless. The removal from the mouth is the tachless. Here, the removal from the hand of the apple. The removal of the apple or the loaf of bread from the hand of the balabais is not the tachlis. The tachlis is because he wants to have the loaf of bread for himself. I zorak v'nochal gabezis kolchu Rebbe Mechaye v'im teima akat etik shaloch v'il mahanoche ud lebaye ho akir abaye v'yesh leima ad b'lav oche porch sham avu koshe lisvorim digarsali kamam ba'azirei. Now, these kind of tasteless you couldn't go through without the Mashon and the Maram. Avo kosher lisvorim digarz lekamon ba'azirik. Al mil sidra b'yude doma b'somuch. Michayu foyo hoya rebe shtayim v'yosif rafchiz deviko kasher. So they are in the sugi of azirik. We discuss this machlekes between rebe and the chachon. Of zorak mishusaradim lishusaradim. Ushtayochi b'emta. So rebe michayu v'chachon in peitrin. Al mil tzav yidom b'somuch michayev for your rebbe shtayim that by zot mishusaradim lishtayochi b'emta. So he's chayev shtayim v'yosif rafchiz deviko kasher.
The Chachamim Peitrin
For this requirement, the two requirements. Are they please containers?
and they think an amen. So these two drivers have right here and these right with a people. Right here. Now, it's reasonable to learn out, to learn an allergy between Hanukkah and Akira. So, if I learn out, it's reasonable to draw an allergy between Hanukkah and Akira. So even though the cost is filled with Akira, not with Hanukkah, so we can learn an allergy. So, maybe Rabbi Akiva don't draw an analogy between Hanukkah and Akira. And he says, you, the process of Arisa, you can say that you write these two requirements. Number one, that it has to be necha from a state of rest, not from a state of motion. Number two, that it has to be necha from a tangible place of dollars of dollars. But then, that process will be Akira. So the process makes these two requirements in connection with Akira. So they are emphasizing how that is his culture. In other words, it must be in a state of rest for a pocket for 1 second. State of rest. If it is continuing in a state of motion, then Rabbi is not the house. But it must be in a state of rest. But what is Rebbe saying? Rebbe says that the other component doesn't exist. He would just the other component that it must rest on a tangible place of all about. But the first component, Rebbe accepts even in respect to our knowledge. Otherwise, he didn't say, know how that is easy. He says, know how that is easy. So in other words, the first requirement, Rebbe accepts even vis-à-vis the first one. But he doesn't accept that it is required, that it is require the first component. So maybe we can say, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't want an allergy between Hanukkah and Akira. And the process of Alisa is containing, giving Akira nothing at all. So how do you know that Rabbi Akiva rejects any requirement vis-à-vis Akira? Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything in respect. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything in respect to Akira. He only says in respect to Hanukkah. In fact, Hanukkah, he says, that neither requirement is there. But what Rebbe does require the component of being in a state of rest. Where is the mocha for that? Where is the mocha for that? Is there any process other than the process of Avinashim that tells us that Hanukkah means that it has to be in a state of rest for 1 second? So then, we have to say that where did Rebbe get the source for this requirement that it has to be, that Hanukkah means that it has to be in a state of rest for 1 moment? How that is called for 1 moment, that's the process of Alayhi Shishayim. But Alayhi Shishayim deals with Akira. The answer is, we learn how Hanukkah from Akira. Because if Rebbe had held that we don't learn out Hanukkah from Akira, we shouldn't even require that noch also. Even that shouldn't be necessary. So in other words, so we don't learn out Hanukkah from Akira. So that means that, and if he learns out Hanukkah from Akira, so whatever is necessary is required vis-à-vis Akira, is also required vis-à-vis Anoche. So we have to come to the conclusion that even vis-à-vis Akira, that is necessary, that it should be necha from the state of rest. Not that it should be necha from a tangible place of dollar. Because if Rebbe had held that vis-à-vis Akira it is necessary, that it should be necha from a tangible place of dollar, and we never certainly learned out Hanukkah from Akira, so in connection with the requirement of the tangible place of dollar, we should also learn out I'm not going to appear. How is it possible? It's not reasonable. The Rebbe to learn how to look at my fear only respect to one component and not respect the other component. So where did you get the motive for that? What's the source for that? The first is why you say me. But I think you say me deal explicitly in that here, not with anoche. The answer is you learn how is anoche from a here. So the male monitor is in the next thing that here Rebbe not only requires that it be necker from the state of rest, not from the state of emotion, but also that it be necker from the state of way of the other dollars. So in the next thing with Anoche too, so I do not see the Sadi Bechot, in me and Asad. Let's wait for Rebbe Rebbe, before my Asire, you my Asire in Goye, after that Mokin Dalle, with the Sadi Bechot, will it tell you the whole truth, Moidane? Moidane. Or I'm a Samire, with a film by the way, just for me, with a passion. With a passion, I'm a rapist, what a sapia. The ability of a master, the rapide, as the rest, or some of the cost. Oh, that's so. So the ability of a master, the rapide, the rapide, as the rest, that's your highest style. It's my high time, so the mail according to Rabbi Tamsi according to Rabbi Tamsi so we can say that when Gemara says Eloho Rebbe, it's not the Chachmei HaGemara say Eloho Rebbe. No, the Gemara is just explanatory of the member of Rabbi Yisrael himself, that when Rabbi Yisrael said to Man Rebbe, he never had in mind the Rebbe of Zohar Benochal Rabbi. But he always had in mind the Rebbe of Zohar Benochal Rabbi, which is the Rabbi Zohar Benochal. So in a way, it's not difficult. Why do you more spend time in saying Zohar Benochal Rabbi? Then the more would be wasting his time. After all, Rabbi Yisrael never had represented. The more only the sacrament how you mentioned it. I mean, the Gemara pointed out, Rabbi Yisrael certainly did not mean the Rebbe of Zohar Benochal Rabbi, but Rabbi Yisrael obviously meant the Rebbe of Zohar Mishtram is the Yochidem. Alright. We come to the Paul of Yitzma, the Muslim Yitzcha, or the Tatar Yitzcha Zeh. The Rebbe Mechai Vatot Mokma Abzai, the Rebbe Mazvor Mazvor, and the Rebbe Mazvor. Regiers from the Tam, or Regiers for now. So that's who gets right. According to our Gers, so Rabbi Yitzeh is the one who made here twice Rabbi Yudah and Dameret Memre, according to our Gersay, so Rabbi Yitzchak is the one who applies Rabbi Yudel Amiris Memre to Rabbi Yudel Rabbi Yehuda Damir, the Mechai Beis, a Rabbi Yehuda Tane, is Koshe, the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael, the Osho Meima Behenge, Rabbi Yisrael Tavaye, the Mechai Rabbi Yehuda Lacha, the Yehi, the Yisrael, the Rabbi Yisrael, the Rabbi Yehuda Koma, the Rabbi Yehuda Mechai Stein, the Yehi, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the
Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, very complicated. Bilon Haimu de Sikayachi. The Nathan Nathan is a Sarab. Pocket the smiting, have a much of the Ukme. Bilon Sinitre, the Nathan Kulei Kol de Sikayachi. The Yesh Bintre Dal. The Rebbe Sovar Shod the Nathan Bosaritre. Ukshiva Mokim Dal. Bonon Savre, the Amrinon Shod the Nathan Bosaritre. Have him mocking Dale. You do say Yochid Namis for a dismite in the Bino mocking Dale Dal Dale. In Bamabisomo, Sonnet Rasko Shibiode, Hotin Abish Sayochid, Mashmad with Sayochid Namim Adrin was Kuchem Mokim Arba. So, in other words, so because of the Kimte of Rasko Shibiode, so you understand that's why this is Sayochid Israel. So, so it's Mashma that only on account of the fact that it has the Dale Dal Dale. Now, because Refrizde, according to Refrizde, so the whole requirement of the Dalet את הקירן, הנוחת, בי על דל על דל, דוזן תפלי תוריש היוחד, דום יפלי תוריש את הרבי. תוריש את הרבי. But our sugya is not like that. Because if our sugya had agreed with that premise of Rafrizde, that by Rosh Hashayochid there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, so why does the Gemara say, Hotelach Tchasko b'shayochid, b'shayochid, we don't have to resort to Tchasko. Only b'shayochid we have to resort to it. So Mimele, so the question is, since our sugya assumes that the requirement of Dalet al Dalet applies to Rosh Hashayochid just as it applies to Rosh Hashayochid, so why does the Gemara have to say that Hoche Dilo Lili Rosh Hashayochid why couldn't the Gemara say Hoche Bi'ilon Ho'ilon She'ikrei V'neitei Eimit V'shus Ayochi but there is the Ikea has Dalet al Dalet, the Neiv does not have Dalet al Dalet. So Mele, according to Rebbe, we say Shore Neiv was a Ikrei, so even though the Neiv by itself does not have Dalet al Dalet, so it's considered to be Mokim Choshuv, and according to the Rabbonon, Luis Adinosov is a Ikrei. So in spite of the fact that the Ikrei has a Dalet al Dalet, but the Neiv does not have a Dalet al Dalet, so Mele the Anoche is not a good Anoche. So this is the Kashe. So Teisa says, Inochanam, the Gemara could say, Hoche Vishmait Navo Motabuk Mabim and Shikre Venei Vekulei Koye Bil Yishlayoch, Vyesh Vikrei Dalet, the Rebbe, so Vashod Neiv was a Ikrei, Uchshiv Mokim Dalet, Rabon and Sabre, we are going on Shore Navy, was our Ikrei, will have a Mokim Dalet, the Bushes Ayochid Name, Slore the Shmaitin, the Bino Mokim Dalet, Al Dalet, Midikom Abisomu, Tonetraskel Shebiode, Tonetraskel Shebiode. So, in other words, so, if what in Abish Ayochid, Mashmad Bush Ayochid Name, Madrino Ashkuch and Mokim Arab. Oh, so in Achname, so why does he say, so why does the Gemara have to, after all, it's more usual that the Ikar and the Neiv should be in one Rishus, rather than the Ikar should be in one Rishus and the Neiv in another Rishus. So the reason as to why he mentions a case that is a little unusual, Deloy mokim dalet. So my rafu lebei mikra dalet. Why? So the Rebbe Sova Shavu Neifu Bosar Yikrei, the Havik Yishai Yochid, v'chayev, aval gav loy avim mokim dalet. Why? So even though the Ika doesn't have dalet, because according to Rav Chizkis, so the requirement of dalet doesn't apply to Yishai Yochid. Kid Rav Chizkis, v'rabon and Sabr, loy amun Yishai Neifu Bosar Yikrei. Loy amun Yishai Neifu Bosar Yikrei. So Mimele, so the Mele is not high. In other words, that's the Gemara. Now turn to the Gemara. Gufet. Davzayin on the base. Just at the bottom. After the two dots. The last two dots. And on. Gufet. Omar Rav Chizkiya. Nu atzkone b'shus ha'yochid. Vizorak v'noch al gavu. Afil govei ami ya'amo chayim. Mifnei she'o ishus ha'yochid eile ad l'rokiya. Sha'yochid eile ad l'rokiya. So leim Rav Chizkiya dom akrebe. Nitanye Zorak Vinoch al Gabizis. So what's Rav Chizkiya's din? That Rosh Hashayochi doesn't require Dalet al Dalet. I mean, Anoche al Dalet al Dalet. So, Leime Rav Chizkiya Doma Kerebe, Nitanye Zorak Vinoch al Gabizis, Kolchu, Rebbe Mechayer Chachomim Peikfe. Omar Abaye, Rosh Hashayochi, Dikula Alma Lipligye, Kine Rav Chizkiya. Anoche, Bihono, Hime Rosh Hashayochi, V'neifeneidi Lishus Arabim. Vizorak vinoch ha-neifei, di Rebbe sova amrinon shod ha-neifei bozal ikrei. Di Rabbonon savre le amrinon shod ha-neifei bozal ikrei. Rashi has here two pshotim. Now the first Loshon Rashi is very strange, very strange. There is a Marsho and a Marshal here, but it's not our opinion right now. But the second Loshon is the main Loshon of Rashi. Now we have to say that the first Loshon of Rashi agrees with the Rashbo in Tesis. That according to Rav Chizkiya himself, the Rashbo says, that according to Rav Chizkiya himself, there is no requirement of Anoche al Dalet al Dalet, even Rishus Harabim. Even Rishus Harabim. So the first Loshon in Rashi agrees with the Rashbashi. but in the second version of Rashi, Lishnachine, Omar Abaye. Now Rashi explains this Gemara of the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where he was saying Mitzchila Zalek Lesev Zalek. Mitzchila Zalek Lesev Zalek. So according to Rebbe, Yischayev, and according to the Chachomim, his part. In other words, he was standing in the Rishus Rabbi, and he was there like Mitzchila Zalek Lesev Zalek, and it fell, it dropped on his ease, kosher. So now the Ikar of the Ilon was in the Rishus Ayochi, and the Neif, he dropped on the Neif, that was in the Rishus Rabbi. So Rebbe says, Shod and Eifer was Arikrei, and according to Rashi, we don't say, as I mentioned yesterday, we don't say, on the basis of Shod and Eifer was Arikrei, that the Neif should acquire the same Rishus status as the Ikar, that not. But the extent of Shod and Eifer was Arikrei is that the Neif should be considered the Mokem Choshuv on account of the Chshives of the Ikar. So even according to Rebbe, that we say Shalanev Basarikrei, and the Iker stands in the Rishus Ayochid, but the Neif is a Rishus Rabbi. So mainly the Chiyuv couldn't, according to Rashi, the Chiyuv couldn't be on the score of Zerik, Mirshus Rabbi Mirshus Ayochid. But the Chiyuv is on the score of Dalet Ames Mirshus Rabbi. The Zrike took place in the Rishus Rabbi, and it dropped on the Neif, Daled Ames, away from the point of Zrike, So he certainly could not be considered, the Neif could not, even according to Rebbe, it could not be considered as a Rishus Ayochid, but according to Rebbe, we say, since the Iker is a Mokim Choshuv, so the Neif, even though he does not have Dalet al Dalet, is also considered Mokem Choshuv. So Memele is Chayev on the score of Zerik Dalet Ames Meshus Rabin. And according to Rabbonon, we don't say Shalom Neif Esar Yikrei, and the Neif is not a Mokem Choshuv. So Memele cannot be Chayev on the score of Shalom Neif Esar Yikrei. Now, that's the second Lashon in Rashi. Now, what's the first Lashon in the Rashi? Shalom Neif Esar Yikrei. So that's the second Lashon in Rashi. That's the main Lashon of Rashi. But then the first lashon, the choshev al agiv krei, the is bedalet, and the Rav Chisda the loyker Rebbe the loyker Rabbi. So how does the Gemara say the kulal b'shus ayochid the kulal melo plitek ki the Rav Chisda? So that Rashi the first lashon says that bein Rebbe bein Rabbon nachilik al Rav Chisda, but the Gemara says b'shus ayochid the kulal melo plitek ki the Rav Chisda. So there is a mashal, there is a marshal on that, but I think that the plain pshat in the Rashi here that presses that the first lashon in Rashi, in contrast to the second Lashon in Rashi, so the first Lashon in Rashi agrees with the premise of the Rashbo, that according to Rav Chisda himself, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, even in Rishus Rabbi, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But Rebbe, Bein Rebbe and Bein the Chachomim certainly say that there is a requirement in the Rishus Rabbi of Dalet al Dalet, so that's why he says, Shod Neifei Bosar Yikrei De Choshev Agaf Yikrei De Yizbi Dalet Ude Rav Chisda De Loike Rebbe De Loike Rabbanon. Now the question is, but the Gemara says Bershus Hayochi De Kula Alma Leplike, so we don't have to say that Rashi had a different Gersi on the Gemara. No, Rashi had the same Gersi as we have, because the Shenim don't mention any other Gersi. So, but the Gemara is saying, according to the first Lashon Rashi, Bershus Hayochi Vis-a-vis Arishus Hayochi. So Bein Rebbe, Bein Rabbonon, except Rav Chisda's din, that there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But Rav Chisda goes much farther than that. Rav Chisda says there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, even the Shisarabi. So, in regard to the Shisarabi, so both Rebbe and Rabbonon are chilek on Rav Chisda. But they agree with Rav Chisda's din vis-a-vis Rishus Hayochid, that in Rishus Hayochid there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. So Rishus Hayochid, they can see to Rav Chisda's din that there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, because Rishus Hayochid is considered a Mokem Choshev anyway. צור, די כולם פיקי דרפריסט, אלו הוכה, ומחלקס ביטונין רבן דרבונון, איז מגעתו אי קייס, או וילו נאיבי בשסי יוכל נפני תל שיש הרבי. So me mele, the Neve certainly has his status of Rishus Arabi, even according to Rebbe. But the Rebbe so far, so me mele, it must, so that's Rishus Arabi, according to both, according to Rebbe and Rabbonon, there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But Rebbe says, so the Neve was a Yitre. So me mele, it's considered the Mokim Chosh of the Neve. And Rabbonon say, "Lo yamrinon shalom lo yivesar yitrei." So the Neiv is not considered the mokem choshev. This is the first loshne Rashi. Lishnachine, Omer Abaye, with Rafri, the David b'shusay yochid, afil Rabbonon made it. Yachitli Rabbonon, b'shalom Neiv b'shusay yitrei, hude plike. But the one point that Rashi in Schelik can all the Rishenim is that whereas according to all Rishenim, other than Rashi, so on account of the principle of shalom Neiv b'shusay yitrei, so the Neiv that happens to be b'mtzias in the Rishus Arabi acquires the status of a Rishus Ayochid. According to Rashi, no. We cannot say that the Neiv should acquire the status, the same Rishus status as the Ikar, even if we say Shal Neiv is Ikar. So the extent of the Halochah of Shal Neiv is Ikar is that the Neiv should acquire the chshives of the Ikea, not that he should acquire the rishu status of the Ikea. Alright, yes, what is it?
What exactly is
1 second, I mean, this, I don't want, to... That means, there is a very big nafkemine, according to the second version, in Rashi. So, Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisde, but, and Rav Chisde himself only says, that there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet in Rishus Ayochid, but in Rishus Arabim there is, and both Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisde's din, and according to the first Loshon Rashi, so Rebbe and Rabbonon, so Rav Chisde himself holds there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, even in Rishus Arabim. And Rebbe and Rabbonon both are chelik on Rav Chisde, but they can see to Rav Chisde in respect to Rishus Ayochid. There is a big nafkimi. Alright, now, but according to Rashi, so the machlekes, the in this case, the chiyuv is on the score of Mavad of Zerik, Daladames, Birshusarat. According to Teisves, the chiyuv here is on the score of Meitzi, Mirshusarat, Mirshusayot. And according to Teisves, if we say Shadanefa Masarikre, so not only does it have the effect of endowing the Neiv with the chshives of Mokim Choshev that the Iker has, but it also has the effect of endowing the Neiv with the Rishu status of the Iker. So Memele, Hoche Biyil Onoimi Vishus Ayochi, Vinei Finei Te Lishus Rabin, Vizorak Vinoch HaNeifei, so, and he was Eireit from the Rishus Rabin, and not Mitchilas Dalet Seif Dalet, less than Dalet. The chiyuv here is because of Mirshus Lashus. So Vizorak is Noch HaNeifei. So the Rebbe Sova, Amrin Shalom Neifei Sar Yikrei. So Mimele, it acquires the Rishus status of the Ikea. So it's a Rishus Ayochit. Since the source, the origin of this Rike, the source of this Rike was a Rishus Arabi. And the Hanoche is, and the Neif, which though b'mtzias it is in the Rishus Arabim, but al pedin it has the Rishus status of a Rishus Ayochid, so is Chayev on the score of Zerik Rishus Arabim, Rishus Ayochid. And even if the Ikea does not have Dalet al Dalet, he's still Chayev, because it has the status of a Rishus Ayochid, and by Rishus Ayochid there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. And Rabbonon Savre, lo yamrinon shoden Eifei, so Mele, what's this, the Rishus status of the Neiv? Rishus Arabi. Rishus Arabi. So Mele, he's not Chayev, because he does not, even if, so he's not Chayev, even if there will be Dalet Ames, because he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. This is how Tesis explained it. Alright, now, let's go back to the Tesis here. Alright. Alright. Und mein Rav will bei ihm Mikre Dalet. Die Rebbe soll schon nicht, was er gekriegt, damit wird es ein Jochit. Because that's the easy shit. Contrary to Rashi shit. Wir haben ja, wovon gab es Lui auf dem Mokim Dalet. Kein Rav Friede. Wir haben einen Sabel am Rüge, schon nicht, was er gekriegt. So mit Meile, it's not Rish Sayochit, so Rish Sarabim. So mit Meile, he cannot be Mechuyev van the score. Ob Zerik, Mishu Sarabim, Mishu Sayochit, Jochit together. And on the score, and let's say, suppose there is Dalet Ames, from the point of the Akire to the point of the Anoche, there is Dalet Ames, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik Dalet Ames either, because he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. Alright. Abu Kosh. Amayu Mishana, Abayeli, come on. Biyilo Noemit, Kulei Birshu Sarabi. Viyesh Bikri Dalet, Tirebe Sovar Shoden Eifei. Vichoshuv Mokim Dalet, Urabonon Loyhave Mokim Dalet. Die Bershusa Rabbi meide Rav Chisde, die Bino Mokim Dalet. Die Bershusa Yochid davke koma Rav Chisde, ki die Maschma likamon. Die koma Bershusa Yochid, kol alme li pliege ki der Rav Chisde. So this is a kashe. Why does Abaye have to apply the machleke between Rebbe and Rabbono? To the case of Vilon, she ikri Bershusa Yochid nifil Bershusa Rabbi. Why can't it apply to the case of an Ilon that is Ikre v'neife, above in the Rishis Arabi, above in the Rishis Arabi, and the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet, so according to Rebbe, he's Chayef, even though it doesn't have his Zis Kol Shu, it fell on his Zis Kol Shu, so according to Rebbe, he's Chayef, Shalim Noich was Ikre, and according to Rabbon, not Chayef, why do they have to apply it to an unusual, relatively unusual situation? So, what we said in Rashi yesterday, and this is mentioned by the Miri. As a matter of fact, the Tesis Rosh mentions that in the name of Rashi. Apparently he had another Madura of Rashi, because now Rashi, we said it in Rashi, but it's not spelled out. But the Tesis Rosh mentions that in the name of Rashi. So it's another Madura of Rashi. That when is there a machlekes, whether it's Shadin Neifi Basarikrei, or Loishadin Zikrei, so only Rebbe says Shadin Neifi Basarikrei, and Rabbonon say Loishadin Zikrei, if it's in two separate Rishuis, if the Iker and the Neif are in two separate Rishuis. So may the Rabbonon say, the Neif cannot be Nikra after the Iker, if the Iker is in one Rishuis, is in the Rishuis Ayochit, and the Neif is in Rishuis Rabbi. Mashainkin, if they are both in the Rishuis Rabbi, in the same Rishuis, then even Rabbonon agree that the Neif is Nikra after the Iker. So we may let, according to Rashi, there is no kashi. So according to Rashi, there is no kashi. Why Abaye doesn't apply it to the case of Ilon or Emet Kulei Birshus Rabbim V'yesh Bikrei Dalet the Rebbe Sova Shoden Neifei V'choshiv Mokim Dalet U'Rabbonon Lo Yavim Mokim Dalet. No, because in such a case, even Rabbonon will say that the Neif is considered as a Mokim Dalet. Rabbon Lavon Gedalet, the Bishus Rabbi made Rav Chisde, the Mokim Dalet, the Bishus Ayochi, Davki Koma Rav Chisde, was the Kama Bishus Ayochi, Kla Amu Lepsik in Rav Chisde. So in other words, so why does Teisus have this Kashi? Because Teisus is Chelik Amash, and the Mir. Teisus Shite is, that according to the Rabbonon, who are Chelik, who reject the Svore of Shadim, the Svore Yitrei, so even if the Iker and the Neiv are in the same Rishus, they still reject the concept of Shadim Neiv Masari. All right. Now, so he says, V'yesh Leima, Diboshus Arabim Limotza Leut. Di Hanifli Mate Mikimu Lahave Patra Rabon. Afal Gavdeleke Dalet. Di Chiares Mirti. Vili Maile Mikimu Lahave Mechaev Rebbe. Di Kamalesi. Im Rochef Abo. O im Mokim Ptu. Im Eme Rochef Dalet. So Teisa says, no. Abaye couldn't apply the Machleke between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case of a Nilon, who's Iker and Neif Abo from the Rishis Arabim. But the Iker has Dalet Adalet. The Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet. So according to Rabbi Shalim Nusser Yitrei, so it's considered the Mokim Choshev Neif. And according to Rabbonon, it's not as Mokim Choshev, because Mimon Efsher. Is the Neif lower than Gimut Vohim? So then, how can the Neif is lower than Gimut Vohim, so why should the Rabbonon be Pater? If he throws Dalet Ames, and he drops on the Neif, so too the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet, but it's Pochet Megimu from the Karake. So Kares Mirt Adam, yes, so it's considered Dalet al Dalet. Kares Mirt Adam. So, and if it is more than Gimut Vohim, so then it's Kivei HaRishus Le'atzmei the Neif. It's Kivei HaRishus
We ask me the name. So then it's not a vicious rabbin. If it has dalet al dalet, so then it's a kalmeles. And if it does not have dalet al dalet, so it's a mokim tu. So it's a mokim tu. It's not mokim tu. Dil Rebbe have it. So he says, oh. ויש למה, דיבו ששרדו למוצלו, די עניף למטה מגימו להווה פטר רבון, אבל גם דלקת דלת, דיחר הסמיכתי, ולמי לא מגימו, להווה מחייף רבי, דיקר מלסי, עם רוחף ארבע, או עם מוקים פטור, עם אין רוחף דלת. So it's, so you can't visualize a case of a need, the Iker and the Neiv both being in the Vishas Rabbi, that it should be told in the Shaila whether Shadino Nikre was a Neifei or Loi Shadino was a Nikre was a Neifei. Because Mimon Efshech, if the Neif does not have Dalet or Dalet, but if the Neif is Poches Mikimu from the Karke, so is the Karke itself. So even Rabbanon should say that he's higher. And if the Neif is Lamaila Mikimu, so it's a Mokim Tur. So even Rebbe should say that it is Potter. Now, why doesn't Teisle say, I mean, this is what Rashba really says, but why doesn't Teisle say, no, that there is Nachim in it? Because, let's say that the Neif is L'mayla Megimu. So Teisle says, if the Neif is L'mayla Megimu, so even Rebbe, who says Shadin Neif Basar Yikrei, so should say that he's Potter, because if it's L'mayla Megimu, so the Neif is Kivei Arishus La'atzme, it's a Mokim Tor. It's a mokim tu. But why couldn't we say that Rebbe, in view of the fact that he holds Shadir Neif Basarikrei, since the Iker is not Lamailam Gimel, the Iker is not Lamailam Gimel, or let's say, if it is Gobeya Tes, Rabbi Mechatminolov, in other words, as long as the Iker is a Rishus Rabbin, for whatever reason, either because it's Pachas Megimel, the Iker, or it's Gobeya Tes, Rabbi Mechatminolov, so Mimele, even though the Neif is Lamailam Gimel, so it's Nikrer after the Ikea. So Teisa Shita is, we do not say that Shadino Neif was a Rikrei, that on account of the fact that the Ikea is a Rishus Arabim, so the Neif should also acquire a status of a Rishus Arabim. That we do not say. Even though Teisa Shita is contrary to Rashi, that vis-a-vis a Rishus Ayochi, so according to Rebbe, if the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochid, so the Neif, even though Bimtzias, it occupies space in the Rishus Rabin, it's Nigrar after the Iker, and it acquires the Rishus status of the Iker, and it becomes a Rishus Ayochid. So that's vis-a-vis the Rishus Ayochid. Mashein came vis-a-vis the Rishus Rabin. So Teis Veshite is that we do not say just because the Iker is the Rishus Rabin, on account of the fact that it's Pochets Medimu of the Karaka Rishus Rabin, or because it's Rabbi Tzitz and Rabbi Mechatin Olof. So the Neif that is Yisra Medimu should not be Mokim Ptur, but should be Nigra after the Iker and Birish is Rabbi. Vis-a-vis Birish is Ayochi Teis Veshite Yis. We do say Shalanin Lof Abizor Ikrei, that the Neif should acquire the Rishu status of the Iker. But vis-a-vis Birish is Rabbi, we do not say that the Neif should acquire the Rishu status of the Iker. Why not? Why is there a difference between Rishu Ayochi and Rishu Rabbi? So it's very simple. You see, because Rishus Arabim depends upon the fact that it's a Rishus Arabim, that Rabbi Mhalchin or Rabbi Mishtamshin Bey, in order to be a Rishus Arabim, it does not necessarily involve the fact that Rabbi Mhalchin Bey, let's say Omutes, so no one works on an Omutes, but Rabbi Mechatrin Bey, so Rabbi Mishtamshin Bey, in other words, it's handled by Rabbi. So, but if it's not handled by Rabbi, it cannot be a Rishus Arabim. Let's say if you have a deserted alley that is not handled by Rabbi, so that's not a Rishus Rabbim, the meatball. It's not a Rishus Rabbim, the meatball. Except the Rambam Shit. Alright, the Rambam is here. But according to all the other Rishonim, the meatball is not a Rishus Rabbim, even though it is Tezayin Amo wide. I mean, it's more than Tezayin Amo. So, but why? It must be handled by Rabbi, either by Hiluch Rabbi or by Tashmish Rabbi. So Mimele, Teisa Shita is, vis-a-vis Rishus Ayochit, if the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochit, and the Neif is in the Rishus Arabim, Bimtzies, so according to Rebbe that we say Shalim Neif was a Rikrei, so the Neif is Nikra after the Iker. But vis-a-vis Rishus Arabim, if the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, it's Poches Megimu, or it's Koveyates, V'Rabbi Mechatvin Olof, and the Neif is Yoveya Megimel, So then it cannot it's a mokim to. It cannot become, it cannot be nikra after Rishus Rabin. Why not? But we say Shagnivis Rikre, that's vis-a-vis the Rishus Ayochid. But vis-a-vis Rishus Rabin, so in order to acquire a status of Rishus Rabin, it must be handled by a rabbi. And if it's not handled by the rabbi, it cannot acquire a status of Rishus Rabin. That's the issue. Alright, but let's see what the Rashbo is claiming. That's the Rash. This Rashbo, that's not the Chidusha Rashbo. But it's Rabbi Nishim Shem is the Rashi. U Rashbo Nirek, the Vershus Rabbi, Name Mishkachaslo, we may ma, show the name of the Rikre. Kigain, she Ikre, Poch, 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 Oy gove ya tes. Vi rabbi mechatzen olof. De haver ishi sarabi. Vi neife yehilo le mailo migimu. Dil rebe have neif ishi sarabi. Di shadino li basarikre. Ke heiche. Di shadino li basarikre li shavi ishi sayoch. Ul rabono lo yavik ishi sarabi. To Yisraeli. The Rashbo, Yisraeli. The Rashbo. And the Rashbo says, no. That we apply that on the basis of the principle of shadino neif basarikre. So the neif can acquire the status of Rishus Rabim also because the Iker has the status of Rishus Rabim. He is Chelik on this. Now what's the Machlekes? So it's a basic Machlekes between Teisves